From the central coast of California, across the nation and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies. And in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com. Take a look at the shows and the hosts and the information they're bringing so you can be better informed in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which returns to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th of this year. It's Halloween, it's Samhain, it's All Saints Day, it's All Souls Day, it's the Day of the Dead. It's the time when the veils between the worlds are thin, and that means only one thing. It's time to have fun. It's a party. Come on out, wear a costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. But no matter how you choose to do it, come on out to the Rhoda Psychic Fair. As a matter of fact, go to rhodapsychicfair.com. Sign up for our email list so you can stay informed of everything coming forward under the Rhoda Psychic Fair banner. So many different events going on. So many collaborative sister entities working with us. Well, we have made it almost halfway through the month of September. Now, as Kirilani shared at the beginning of the month, September is the month of magic and miracles. It's limitless possibilities and potential. So the question is, what potential and what possibilities are you opening up to? I had a wonderful experience earlier today when I was doing a pre-recorded interview with a guest that would be playing in several weeks, where she shared a powerful meditation to say that I am. As part of it, for all the listeners, when they hear it, she brings us through guided to say, I am, and then you fill it in. I am powerful. I am capable. I am successful. I am lovable. I am whatever it is you want to fill it in with that's positive. You are that. I am that. And that's how I feel about this month of possibilities and potentials. The magic, the power, the unlimited capability. How do you feel? Hopefully you felt some of that coming on. We've had a confluence of wonderful astrological transits. Kirilani has shared with us in the past about various power days coming up. She'll be with us shortly to add with the power days for this week going forward into next week. But in order to really get us moving, you know me, I love Day by Day with James Allen. As you know, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. And at that time, he wanted us to know that our present reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and actions. But our future is not predetermined by our past thoughts and actions. It's created by our present thoughts and actions. And our present thoughts and actions are created each day anew, every time we awaken. What's the preeminent thought you focus in your mind? What are you thinking about when you start your day? I'll tell you what I think about. I'm grateful for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. That is how I start my day. That is how I end my day. And that was given to us by the Reverend Charlotte Tinker through her interaction with her channeled guide, Kuan Yin. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. When you're driving in traffic and someone cuts you off, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. When somebody cuts in front of you at the store to get in line, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. When someone close to you says or does something that you find hurtful or disrespectful, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. It's the mantra to say the minute you feel that negative building up, that negative thought wanting to come to the forefront, the minute you feel you want to have an emotional reaction to something, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Allow yourself to be your higher self. Allow yourself to express from your higher self. So in Day by Day with James Allen, I like to share his words that are broken down for each day of the month. Now, since yesterday was the 12th, let's start with the 12th of the month. Every circumstance has two sides. Your difficulty is not contained primarily in the situation which gave rise to it, but in the mental state with which you regard that situation and which you bring to bear upon it. That's telling us that every circumstance has two sides, as you said. The situation that occurs, but also how you approach that situation. So how do you want to approach it? Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. But for today, the 13th of the month, James Allen tells us to focus on ideas. No person can be confronted with a difficulty which he has not the strength to meet and subdue. What he's saying is that nothing can come into your life that you are not capable of handling. Every difficulty can be overcome if rightly dealt with. Anxiety is therefore unnecessary. The task which cannot be overcome ceases to be difficult and becomes an impossibility. If I can't overcome it, it's an impossibility. I have to allow it and flow with it. And there is only one way in dealing with an impossibility, and that's namely to submit to it. So let's listen to what James Allen has shared with us yesterday and today. He shared, first place, every circumstance has two sides. The circumstance itself, and then the attitude we bring to the circumstance. And then he tells us, you cannot be confronted with any difficulty which you cannot subdue. So if it's a difficulty you can subdue, then do it. If it's a difficulty you cannot subdue, then what he's saying is it becomes an impossibility, and the only thing you can do with an impossibility is go with it. You submit to it. That's the issue of going with the flow, allowing the energy to drive to where it's going to take you. One of the things that I've learned through my life is that the more I swim against the current, the more tired I become. Some things we have to experience in order to see what they are. How many times have we taken a situation and we've created the awfulization about it? that this was going to happen, and this was going to happen, and this was going to happen, and this was going to happen. It's the same issue of it's so terrible that we make it terrible in our mind before we get there. It's like the gentleman whose car breaks down on a country road, and he realizes he has no jack to fix the tire. So he sees in the distance the light from a distant farmhouse, and he begins walking toward it. And he said, you know, it's a farmhouse. I'm pretty sure that they're going to have a jack. But then again, they know I'm stranded here on the road without a jack. I bet you they're going to actually charge me for the jack. As a matter of fact, they're probably not even going to charge me a little. They're going to charge me a lot. I'll bet you they just wait for motorists to arrive at their door so they can actually charge them a whole lot of money for the use of a jack, even though that jack's probably been paid for years and years and years ago. They probably have extra jacks that they hold on to just so they could charge motorists a whole lot of money for them. And he goes up and he knocks on the door. The people answer the door and he says, you know what? Keep your damn jack, and storms off. You see what he did? He built that whole energetic attitude toward it as he walked toward that door. He planted an idea in his own garden in his mind, and he kept adding more and more fertilizer to it till all of a sudden, energetically, it was a whole trauma. When he didn't give himself an opportunity to find out what the actual experience is. So what James Allen is sharing with us once again is that one, every circumstance has two sides, the circumstance itself and then the attitude we bring to it. And then two, every difficulty can be overcome. And if it can't be overcome, we just submit to it. I broke down on the country road. I needed a jack. I walked to the house. I asked them if they have a jack. They either have one or they don't. They either charge me or they don't. It doesn't really matter. I submit to whatever the experience is. And then I learn from that. And I gain from that. And then I grow from that. So take a look at the areas where you feel you may be generating or assisting in generating more trauma in your life than is necessary. One of the things I always do is also share the daily word from Unity. Now, as a mantra, I mentioned, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. And it's something we all can be doing at all times. But the second thing that we can be doing is ensuring that each day we try to bring some positive thought or idea into our mind so that we're reinforcing our positive, so that we're getting some positive affirmation out of the day. Because the day has a tendency to present us with situations that we go back to old patterns and old tapes. And very often those old patterns and old tapes are ideas, thoughts that other people have planted in us that we've added on to, and generally they're negative. So for me, the daily word is a daily dose of positive. From Monday, yesterday, it said, I bless all children in my prayers. I think that that's a wonderful, wonderful idea. As a matter of fact, for those of you who had any kind of memorial for September 11th, on September 11th, one of the things that the daily word says, I remember the truth of the divine's love, and I heal myself and others. And then for today, the daily word shares that divine wisdom guides and directs me. That's an important aspect to everything we do in our lives, to allow divine wisdom to guide and direct us, to allow divine wisdom to share with us from our inner knowing, our inner intuition, and from our higher self, the guidance on how to be the best expression of who we are. It's not necessarily always having the answer we want. Often the answer we want is not the appropriate answer for the situation. But allowing divine wisdom to guide us will often bring us to a better expression of who we are and a better outcome than what we could have anticipated. I've shared many times on the show something that came from Joyce Day Muse when she was doing Your Lucky Stars. And she did still does a Your Lucky Stars segment on the last Thursday of every month on Good Vibrations Radio. But on Your Lucky Stars, Joyce shared about communing with our angels or having that conversation. And she mentioned a book called The Gentle Way by Tom Moore. Now, what Tom Moore recommends, and I love this because I do it all the time, is that when we're asking for that divine guidance, that we ask for it as the most beneficial outcome or the most beneficent outcome. What we essentially are doing is letting go of our need mentally to direct or create an outcome or to frame an outcome as we want it to look. So when we ask for our divine guidance, as the Daily Word says, when we say divine wisdom guides and directs me, make sure we ask for the most benevolent outcome each and every time. We may not know what that is, but I guarantee you that it will be an outcome that serves you better than what your mind might try to force and direct. But in order to take us forward, now that we've shared all of this information, let's go to our segment for today, and that's with Kirilani, who's known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, Kirilani is a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing custom essential oil blends and hand-dyed silk scarves that help create unique fusion consultations and empower your personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. She provides a unique Go With The Flow segment every Tuesday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and Go With The Flow.
Oh, well, thank you, Solazar, and happy September to everybody. So far this month is just full of juicy opportunities vibrationally, both astrologically as well as from the numerology vibrations. So lots to share today. So let's start with what is September all about. It is the month of limitless potential, of magic and miracles, of that pregnant void of all possibilities, where anything can happen. It's a little bit of that wild card energy that can go any direction you need it to go. And how do you do that? It's through you direct the energy, through where your focus goes, your attention goes, where your heart goes, where your passion goes, where your emotions go. It's where you physically spend your time. It's where you physically put yourself, what situations you put yourself in. That's where we're voting for the energy to go, for that expansion of the limitless potential to go. So it's an interesting month to take all these skills that we've been learning as we go through the year and put them into practice. Say, where is it that I would like a little more oomph in my life? Where is it that I could open to a little bit of miracles and magic? And let's focus the energy there. Because this goddess energy that comes in September, there's just this juicy, it's like the juicy ripe fruits coming to harvest, like the harvest moon that we have coming this week. It is just this like juicy energy where you're rich and ripe with both the creative forces and the manifesting forces in full action. It is a time of movement and action. It's not a time to sit on the couch, because I guess if you sum up what is September about, it's really the month of the alchemist. And the alchemist doesn't create by not doing anything. It's by coming and combining forces together, combining elements and ingredients together to create a third thing, to create something else, to create a chain reaction, to create movement and change, it abounds. That's the energy of this September, because when we combine it with the year, it gives this potent energy of transformation, this amazing energy of being able to not just architect something different, but to put all of this focus and juice and light and love of transformation in that direction. Now, you may not see the results all in September. You might. The magic and miracle may show up at any time. So don't put a time limit on it. Just know that you've got this rich, fertile energy where you're planting the seed. You're opening things up. You're creating space so that that seed can thrive and grow. And that brings us to kind of where we are in the month. This month, goodness, we've already gone through the physical week. We're in the middle of the emotional week, going to the mental. So when we talked about how to direct that energy, that limitless wild card energy, and we do it with where our attention is, where our focus is, what that's coming from our mind, what our mind is focusing on, right? What we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're putting out there in the world. And our emotional body, it's what we're feeling. Where is our passion? Where is our desire? And so as you go through this week, particularly this up through the 13th, look at how are you feeling emotionally. Take and focus some of your time and your energy in the day on what it is that you want to create that you really are passionate about, that you have a strong desire about, that makes your heart sing, that makes you happy to be alive. Put your energy and votes there. Because this is the time of voting, right? This is the time to say, what do I stand for? What do I want to create? If I have all this transformational energy in the world, are we going to put all of our energy on what's wrong with the current state? Or put the energy on, this is what I'd like to create, and these are some practical steps I can take toward moving the energy in that direction. That's this time period. So this emotional mental week is super powerful because your emotions vote and your mind votes. Your body goes along for the ride, right? And kind of is the downhill fallout of what our emotions and our thoughts bring. But that emotion and mind, when it comes together, the mind and the heart, very powerful force when those two are aligned. An even more powerful force when those two are aligned with our spirits. So spend some time over the next week with meditating and opening up and helping your heart and mind align, because when all of those are lined up, that is the strongest vote of all, and that's going to provide more influence, more impetus, more motivation, more acceleration of that wild card energy of limitless potential. So here we go into, as we go through this emotional week, we've got some really powerful days on September, let's see, what is today? Oh, goodness. Okay, so today, going into tomorrow, so September,
it's the 13th.
Yes, 13th. Wow. So this is a big day. We've got this 13-13 portal, which would give you a portal of limitlessness, of that potential of magic and miracles. And it also, we talked about this month being a month of the seed. It is a seed day. It's saying you are the seed that is being planted for the future of this world. What are you going to plant? How much of your love and light that the divine creator gave to you to create this light, how much of that are you going to choose to shine? How much of that are you going to put into engagement in the world so that you don't just dissipate and spend that life force? You actually amplify that life force through your interaction with others, through that namaste energy where you honor the light and love in the other person, and you see their divinity And as we affirm that within each other, it amplifies in both persons. It amplifies as we realize our interconnectedness. It amplifies when we take that love and light and say, let's create something good. Let's transform in a positive direction together. And that's really what this month, the theme is. So today, that seed of God energy, that seed of the goddess, the seed of the divine creator within us, and realizing that we're meant to be that bridge between heaven and earth. We're meant to bring heaven to earth through ourselves, through our own physical bodies, through that alchemical process that starts changing who we are down to the RNA and DNA level. Really powerful. Then we look at the 16th, which is Friday. That brings another dose of that energy. And it's composed that day of combining that clarity and wisdom of the goddess, of saying, let's go back to, I don't know if I want to say ancient times, but that time when we were connected to the earth, that we know the wisdom of the earth, the wisdom of the mother, the wisdom of that goddess energy, and uplift how we think of the Christ conscious energy, to say, at its core, it is about love and light. It does not have to come with sacrifice. So let's go back to that energy, that pure energy, and put that in the seed. That also happens to be, amazing day, full moon, our harvest moon, and it's a lunar eclipse in Pisces. And we talked about the eclipses a little bit last week, and the week before. I want to reiterate it, because the lunar eclipse accentuates, punctuates what we came into this life for, our mission, what we came to learn. And if we believe that each soul is here to learn and grow and expand, we all come with those things that we said, hey, I want to learn more about this. I want to improve my competency in this area. I want to expand. Maybe I didn't have a lot of experiences with these universal lessons. I want to work on those. That's what the lunar eclipse punctuates. And as we learn things, we become much better at sharing them with others because we've walked in those shoes. It's hard to share something if you've never experienced it. You don't connect with people. And we're in a millennium that's all about connection, all about sharing, all about coming together to create something magical and different and new that we couldn't create by ourselves. And that leads us to the 22nd, which is further into next week, but that's a big, powerful day that mirrors what we had on the 11th, where it's this portal of that communication, of that coming together in connection, of coming together to partner in new ways, to create new methods of collaboration. So it's very, very, very powerful week that we have going here, and that lunar eclipse is in Pisces. So although it's in the mental week of the month, Pisces is always going to touch, and lunar eclipses and full moons are always going to go in and stir those emotions and touch on those sensitive parts. Pisces is a very sensitive energy, and in a lunar eclipse, it's both helping us heighten our sensitivity emotionally, our empathy, our ability to have compassion for another person. But it also is, for people who are oversensitive beings, it's trying to help them learn to put those experiences and interactions in perspective, and to not really expect everyone else to organize their lives around your moods and your sensitivities, right? So lots going on this week. And I'll be excited to hear what Solzar has to share on some of the astrological aspects, because there really is so much potential in this month I personally have been having some great little, you know, leaps in consciousness and different ways of feeling and experiencing walking through the world. And there's this percolating hope, right, that I haven't felt for a while. And I think in sharing with other people, they're feeling that also. So it's like, let's give some votes to that and let that expand in our life. So I wanted to share a little bit about the vibrational tools that you have to work with and remind people that the aromatherapy for September is grapefruit and lemongrass and melissa. Melissa is a type of lemon verbena. So the grapefruit, whether it's just getting some fresh grapefruits and having that for breakfast, or you can squeeze some of that in your water, you know, lemongrass, go to Thai food and have lemongrass soup. Or there's essential oils available with all of those essences that are wonderful to use. Both grapefruit and lemongrass are motivating energies that get you going. So if you're struggling with getting that energy to take action and move forward, those are great ones to be using. Melissa is known as the oil of light. So on those days where we're talking about really connecting in as that seed of God, Melissa's great to use on those days. The colors you can work with, any shade of blue or green or aqua. And the stones, moonstone, my personal favorite, tiger's eye, and lavender quartz. And we've been experimenting a little bit with putting the moonstone in your left hand, which correlates to your goddess energy, your divine feminine energy, your creative energy, and then the tiger's eye in your right hand, in tying to the masculine energy, the manifesting parts of your energy, and then working in meditation to integrate those together, to have those unify. So you can experiment with that and see how it works for you. So that, Salazar, I believe, is our go with the flow.
Well, thank you for sharing that. One of the things I wanted to mention is that one of the uplifting reasons, or one of the reasons people may start feeling more and more hopeful, is because of what we mentioned last week with the Jupiter moving into Libra. And it's going to be there the next year, actually. And so this is actually changing everything for everyone. It provides, this is Jupiter, the planet of expansion and growth, and it's going into this wonderful sign of balance and harmony. And so that whole energy shift, for those that are feeling it and able to feel it, it could be one of the factors that are why people are feeling a little more uplifted or a little more hopeful.
Well, I love that connection. And actually, as you were sharing at the beginning of the show, and you were talking about, you know, the most benevolent outcome, but then you said the most beneficent and the most beneficial. You know, it's funny because Jupiter is about beneficence, right? So it is all right on target. You know, let's ask for the most benevolent outcome, but also the most beneficent, the most, there was another B you had, I'm forgetting.
The benevolent, beneficent, and beneficial.
There you go. All of those.
Yeah.
And so, those, and all those Bs, right, correlate to those 222 portals that we have on, we had one on September 11th, we have one coming up on September 20th. Those are the days to key in on that. And say, okay, all these dreams and desires, all these plans I have, all these projects, all these relationships in my life, let's ask for that, the most beneficial, beneficent.
Benevolent.
I know, outcomes, yeah. And magic and miracles in all those areas.
Yeah.
How very fun.
Yeah, the other things that happen also over the weekend for people is that Saturday was when Saturn in Sagittarius had that square and Neptune in Pisces. So that was the day of fantasy and reality kind of fighting with each other. And people may just want to go back and take a look and say, okay, were they questioning their life? And even on Sunday, September 11th, of course, the anniversary of September 11th, 2001, the 15th, that was Venus and Libra squaring Pluto and Capricorn. And that's when we start questioning our relationships. Now, if they carried the Jupiter and Libra energy forward, they handled it all with grace and harmony. If they didn't, they might have had a little trauma, but nothing that can't be patched up. Actually, Sunday was a day for ending things also. But starting on the 9th, when Jupiter went into Libra, we also have Mars and Sagittarius squaring Chiron and Pisces. Now, as you know, Kira, Chiron being the wounded healer and Pisces being the last sign of 12 in the zodiac, it's the most sensitive sign. It's also the sign that carries all of the energy of the other 12. This is going to bring us into this period of feeling a little bit of loss. So we've got that benevolence that we've seen with Jupiter in Libra, but going into this full moon and this lunar eclipse, both full moon and lunar eclipse in Pisces, it's going to focus our attention on those areas that we may feel emotionally wounded. And we may feel it more under the power of this moon. What I like that you shared also is the fact that this is the harvest moon. And I think this is the time for us to harvest the healing out of all of our emotional issues. With this square with Chiron also, it's a good time because Mars being as aggressive as it is, it's really a good time to identify what's the source of my wounding. Maybe I can't fix it all now, but get to the source. Stop saying that I can carry this forward. It's just who I am. I had a pre-interview today with a woman, Aura Nadritz, who wrote the book, Why? And it's really about asking yourself, why? Why am I feeling that? Where does that come from? And I'll share that interview in a couple of weeks. But I think people need to start saying, okay, I'm having this reaction. I'm having this emotion. Why? You know, where does it come from? What is it telling me? Who told me this originally? Why do I even think this? And we need to start really challenging ourselves on the baggage that we're carrying with us going forward. So this full moon and lunar eclipse on Friday that you mentioned, which will be 9:54 a.m. Pacific, that's going to focus our attention on all relationships in our life. And it's going to do a callback to that solar eclipse from September 1st. And so now is the time to really, like you said, it's harvest time. This is the time to fine tune and complete what we need to complete in our life. The next series of eclipses is going to be February 2017. And because this is really saying as we go forward, what do you need to jettison and release emotionally from your life? And with the aspect to Chiron, we're going to have wounds and losses. And even a small wound will feel heightened because of the eclipse. So it's a good day to kind of break out the peace pipe and maybe have a good old cry and then get rid of that. The Saturday, which you mentioned, Mars will create an aspect to Uranus while still squaring Chiron that will actually bring, kind of lift us up. So if you need to have a woe is me day, Friday is a good day. Just don't share it with anybody. Don't turn it into an argument, a debate, a drama, road rage. Have your good cry, but by Saturday, you'll start feeling uplifted and motivated to move forward. And as you mentioned, the 22nd, which is the autumn equinox, and also Mercury will station direct on that day because right now it's retrograde in Virgo. So the autumn equinox is really a good day for putting our house in order to take an action forward into our new life, whatever that new life is. But first, we have to watch out for those subtle woundings that are going to start impacting us leading up to the full moon on Friday.
And I like what you shared. I wanted to go back. I was waiting for you to get done. I wanted to go back a little bit and highlight, you know, when you were talking about the Chiron and the wounded healer, you know, it's so perfect actually for that to be up in a 9 year that's about releasing, because we tend to hold on to these old wounds, a lot of us, and try to cover them up and hide them or protect against them, and to kind of closet them away. And what Chiron's going to do is kind of push that to the surface to say, no, it's time to actually deal with them, address them, do whatever you need to heal them, release them, forgive, and let them be washed clean, you know? And it's, and we all have them, right? You know, my sister and I had this amazing talk last night, and she was sharing some of the experiences that she had that go back now, gosh, 20 years. And it was like, why didn't you talk to me about this back then? You know, because she was struggling with these things on her own. And, you know, she said that she didn't want, one, she didn't want to burden anyone else, and two, she didn't want to admit to herself that there was even anything wrong, right? And I think we all do that to one extent or another. Chiron isn't going to let us do that this year, right? The whole configuration of the astrology and numerology, it's squeezing those things to say, okay, no, don't just keep going through it the same way. Let it come up, you know, well, and honor it, and realize that underneath that, there's a gift. And if we can go through the process and do the healing, we're actually liberated.
Well, and I think there's an important aspect of that story about your sister, is one of the wounds we may carry is our failure, inability to ask for help.
Exactly, and thinking that we have to do it all ourselves. Or, you know, I also had a conversation with someone at work, and, you know, she said, but I don't want to show any weakness. You know, and so many of us have that. You know, we want to show that we have our stuff together, you know, and that we're strong and that we're competent and that we're capable and that we're this and that we're that. And sometimes we forget, and we're human, right? And sometimes the only way to heal is to open up to another human.
Yeah, and that's a big failing that we all have. I'm going to jump back for a minute, not to distract from you, but I misstated Aura Nadrich's book. It says who. And I think that's so much more potent than what I was saying. I think I was saying why. And I think all of us in our woundings, when something comes up and it says, oh, I'm not good at, says who? Who says that besides us? And we're saying it because someone said it to us, whether we were 5 or 10 or 25 or 45. Someone said it and we took it in saying, that's the absolute truth. I'm sure with your sister, someone said or did something that caused her to say, I have to fix this on my own. And she, because she took that in, I have to fix this on my own, whatever it is.
Well, and we know actually, that's what we figured out in the conversation. We know where that came from now, because, you know, growing up, the worst thing was to be a burden on someone else. Right? So that's why you built in then. You don't ask for help. That would be being a burden on someone else.
And so we don't gain the skill set of knowing, you know, what appropriate help is. And I think that's really an important point. I'm so glad you shared that, because, and I think it goes so much, I can't wait to share this interview with the listeners, but as I said, it'll be a few weeks, because that whole idea of who said that, when I think that thought about myself, says who? Where did that come from? You know, is it true? Do I really believe that? Does that thought serve me? Because if that's not serving me, as we're going through this period right now with Chiron, and we go in, and we'll probably, some of us will go into our victim mode as we go through emotionally and say, oh, look at what I don't have, or look at what I had and I lost, or look at what someone else has, and why not me, and why aren't I deserving? And when all of those thought processes come up, it's like, says who? Who says you're not deserving? Who says you're not worthy? Who says you're not successful? Who says you're not lovable? Who says you're not, you know, capable? Who says that? And then when we go through that process, we can recognize that the first thing we want to do is recognize that we agree, accept, adore, and love ourselves. And then once we have that, we express that to the world. That's when we express the confidence in the world, is when we know we're okay with ourselves. You know, I don't know. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to get off on that jag a little bit, but, you know.
But I think that's so true. You know, oh, and it's so what this time period is all about. But, this you know, I realize if we didn't open up to each other and have that conversation, I don't think we, on our own, you know, sitting staring at the wall, would have come to the same conclusions and aha moments that we did talking to each other. And that's that power of what this millennium is about. That it really comes through this higher level of connection with each other. That everything we need to heal is inside ourselves, but sometimes there are other people that help can be the catalyst or can help shine the flashlight in the corner or so that you can find the keyhole, right? You're the only one who can unlock the door. But we can help each other get there.
And I also want to emphasize for everybody's realization is that obviously you're talking about you and your sister. You trust each other. You have the ability to be perhaps more honest than you can in other relationships in your life. If people don't have that level of trust with someone, we're also not professing that go expose yourself to the world. But what we are saying is, don't be afraid to ask for help. It may not be all the way down to your deepest emotional wounds, but it may at least be at a level that helps you build some trust and realize that a certain level of vulnerability is okay and natural, and you don't have to be afraid of being exposed just because you need help.
That's perfect.
So that's kind of where we are at the moment. Kira, did you have any additional thoughts that you wanted to share with the listeners?
Well, I thought there was something else that you had said that I wanted to come back to, but I seem to have lost that thread.
Was it about the astrology or something about the says who or...
I think it was something in the astrology. What I wanted to know is, so say again on the full moon, there was something else going on besides the eclipse.
Oh, Mercury goes direct on that. Oh, no, not the full moon, the eclipse. Well, what I was talking about is that also on the 17th, the day after, that might be what you heard, that Mars is still will be aspecting Uranus while still squaring Chiron. And that may be when you start feeling like if Friday you start feeling a little woe is me, I need to be a victim, let me feel so bad, let me get this all out, and let me start identifying my wounds. But then by Saturday, with the Mars aspect to Uranus while squaring Chiron, you're actually going to feel a revitalization, a new energy, a new motivation, a new inspiration, and you'll almost feel as if you've been awakened. If you've gone into a woe is me pity party, you'll actually feel awakened from that and say, you know what, I can do this. So that's one of the things I did mention. Going into the full moon, I mentioned about, that was the Chiron, which starting on the 9th, Mars and Sagittarius squared Chiron, and will be there through the full moon. Does that make bringing anything back to you?
Yeah, so about the Mercury going direct, first of all.
Oh, that's the 22nd, yes.
Yeah, that it will be great news, because I think everyone has been feeling that Mercury retrograde this time. So slow down in your communication. So make sure that when you're talking to someone, you may ask them to say, okay, can you mirror back to me or repeat back what you think you heard, to make sure you're on the same page if it's something that's critical. Follow up with an email at work on something that you had a verbal conversation about, and then you realize, oh, I thought we were on the same page, but we really were having two different conversations, right? Just do that follow-up, because on one hand, we have this vibrational portals of opening up new communication collaboration. At the same time with the Mercury retrograde, there's some opportunity for misunderstandings. And when you have this kind of limitless potential energy, those can get expanded very rapidly. So you want to just like make sure you're not moving so fast that you're not conscious of what you're putting out. Does that make sense, Lamar?
Yeah, it does. And to add on to that, the retrograde is in Virgo. So what we've got is there's a little bit more stubbornness to the retrograde than usual. So one of the experiences that I've been having, both at the county fair with the readings and some private readings I did over the weekend, is that I'll ask people if they have a question, keep their questions to themselves, but pull the cards. I'll explain the energy of the card and its impact. And the people will say, well, that has nothing to do with it. And then when I ask them, what's your issue? And I'll look at them and say, it has everything to do with that issue. You know, we kind of walk through it again, a little slower, a little more clearly. And every time the card specifically addresses their question, but yet they couldn't see it when it was first presented. And I found that to be a recurring experience.
Well, which goes back to that one card that you had picked for the month, which was about angelic guidance, where your angels are tapping you on the shoulder saying, hey, I want to help you. Listen to me. And the person in the card is turning away and isn't hearing. You know, we have all of this help around us, whether it's our angels or spirit guides or animal totems or ascended masters, or we have a whole team working with us. Back to, we're not here alone. And, you know, part of this time period is to get the mind to let go of this idea that it's on its own, totally in charge of everything and in control, and it knows best, because it is part of a team with all the other bodies. And with this whole team of beings on this side and the other side that are here to do a mission and a job together. So if we continue to operate from our ego, we are missing most of the boat, right? So that card was so perfect to say, both in helping us heal those issues of Chiron coming up, but also just being on the right page of, are the things I'm voting for, where I'm putting my focus, where I'm putting my energy, where I'm putting my love, is that aligned with my spirit, with my soul, with the overall divine right timing and divine right plan, right? Those are the things that if we keep turning away from our guidance, we're missing a lot of the story. We're missing a lot of the insights that could help us make better decisions and choices. And we're missing some of the opportunities.
And one of the things I shared today, earlier today, was that we have to remember that we are the driver of the bus of our mind. The mind is not the driver of our bus. And so we have to remember that. And as you said, listen to the guidance, listen to our heart, listen to what's within, and don't let the mind direct. So Kira, I want to thank you for joining us today. And any
Could
final...
Could I share one more thing, Solazar?
Yes, I was going to ask if you had some final words. Yeah.
That made me laugh because in Liz Gilbert's latest book, Big Magic, which I would repeat again that the listeners would delight in, I think, she shares about the concept of fear, that it's in all of our lives. And it reminded me of what you said about the mind, that it's going to come along on the journey with you one way or the other. But you can decide where it sits in the car. And she had decided, you know, her fear in her mind and that voice in her head, right? It was going to ride in the back seat. It could roll down the window, but it was absolutely not allowed to change the radio station or drive, right? And I loved that image because for all of us, we've got that. So for some people, they might have theirs right in the trunk, right? But your mind's going to come along one way or the other, and it's going to say its piece, but you can decide how much control you're going to allow it in driving the ship or driving the car.
That's it, correct. But I'd recommend nobody put it in the trunk. It'll be too big a fight. Just do what's best for you. So I want to remind folks that we'll be back Thursday. Good Vibrations Radio will be back with... Arnie Buss, and speaking of listening, Kira will be back with us Tuesday of next week. And so in the meantime, in between times, I hope everybody's taken the information about the energy, the astrology, and this full moon and lunar eclipse and plan to take the best advantage of shifting themselves going forward. And Kira, thanks you once again for joining us and sharing all of your great guidance and information.
Well, blessings to you all.
So this is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar. This show will replay on Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. We'll have the new show, as I mentioned, with Arnie Buss speaking of listening on Thursday from 5 to 6 Pacific time. And then you can hear the replay of the show again on Saturday evening right here on Radio Monterey. We want to thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. And remember, turn the lead in your life into gold. Many blessings. Namaste.